Dan Petrich.
Do you feel nervous? I do. As the orphan leaves are released from the birch tree, do you confront me? I do. 'Cause I'm afraid of so many things. Can I get a message to you? And I have strayed in so many ways from the path traveled by you. As the whipping wind rips us out of our dreaming, what is the meaning to you? Standing side by side, facing darkness unfolding, what are you holding on to? 'Cause I'm afraid of so many things. Can I get a message to you? And I have strayed in so many ways from the path traveled by you. Storms are closing in now, the bunker, it's ready. Can I get a message from you? Will you bring provisions from the world that used to be? The world with you and me. I'm afraid of so many things. Can I get a message to you? And I have strayed in so many ways from the path traveled by you.
Dan Petrich here at the Saturday Light Brigade. What was the name of that?
That's called Lonely Hours.
Lonely Hours, and it's good to have him here. That song appears on his album of Devils, Gods, and Men. Who did the cover for this?
So I'm a high school English teacher, and one of my students, probably about 5 years ago, she was also an excellent artist, AP Art, and she needed to do a portrait, and I jokingly said, well, I'm going to be doing an album if you want to use me as a subject. And she said, oh, that would be great. And so she listened to the songs in process at the time and read the lyrics, and that's what she came up with.
It's beautiful, actually. Yeah. And it's normally I immediately want to ask about the music on the album, but this was breathtaking to see the cover. It's it's a picture of Dan surrounded by a few things that clearly relate to the songs and some that probably you need to think about a little bit before you see the connection.
Right.
There's more I would like to ask you and sort of learn more about you, but I'd love to just have you go into another song because I'd like to be sure we get as much music in as we can. You've donned a harmonica.
I have.
What is the song you're about to play?
This is called Hey There, Sparrow. Sparrow chirping in the tree, hawks are circling. What is that to thee? You made me feel brand new. Wolves are silent, waiting by the door. Really like to feed them, they always want more. Whoa, I know when the lights turn low and the mystery above it all is a hand that made the bird made me. Moonlight, sunshine, somewhere in the middle I breathe. Darkness whispering in my ear, a melancholy song and a lifetime of fear. No, I won't sing with you no more. Hey there, sparrow chirping in the tree. Hawks have moved on, now it's just you and me. It's just you and me. And the mystery above it all is a hand that made the bird made me. Moonlight, sunshine, somewhere in the middle I breathe.
Beautiful songs. Dan Petrich is who you're listening to. I'd like to know a little bit about where you were raised and kind of your early life. I can grab that for you. That sounded like a harmonica.
Yeah, harmonica overboard.
We'll get that for you.
I grew up in Pittsburgh, more specifically Mount Lebanon, and still live there. Taught there for 24 years. It really wasn't by plan. It just it worked out that way, but it's really a great place to raise a family, wonderful school district, great place to write songs.
Are you teaching, maybe not now, but early on, I would imagine you were teaching alongside of some of your former teachers.
Oh, you better believe it. Yeah, and that was a little intimidating.
I'll bet.
One teacher in particular, Mr. Caputo, if you're listening, Frank, he was my basketball coach, and I was very afraid of him. And I think it was about after 3 years of teaching, saw him in the bathroom, and I said, hey, Mr. Caputo. And he said, Dan, call me Frank. And I said, okay, Mr. Caputo.
I may know Mr. Caputo, I think.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know where he grew up?
I don't know where he grew up.
I remember a Frank Caputo, but maybe there are multiple Frank Caputos
perhaps out
there. I could swear I went to high school at Churchill with a Frank Caputo, but this is not my moment. This is yours. So what attracted you to teaching?
Well, I always loved, not always, but when I was probably in my early teens, developed a strong interest in literature and ideas and philosophy, anything having to do with the human condition. At that point, I didn't really have any thoughts of being a teacher. I was very quiet, more than quiet, shy. And I didn't think at all that I would be able to lead hundreds of kids a day through through school. But I kept at it, and I gave it a try. And I think I was a late bloomer in that regard. And so it really wasn't until probably 2 or 3 years into teaching that I thought, you know, this is for me. I think I can do this pretty well.
I was wondering about that because while there's no generalization, I remember when I got my driver's license and allegedly I knew how to drive. I probably didn't really know how to drive, and so I had been driving for 2 years. Maybe some might argue that I still don't know how to drive. But I would imagine with teaching, not that it takes 2 years to master
it. Not at all.
But you probably during that first couple of years are really finding your way.
For sure. Yeah, it took me, I would say, probably 5 years before I felt comfortable and confident even in the persona that I would adopt in class. And the secret was, don't adopt a persona. Just be you in all of your seriousness and goofiness. And that's the number one thing. Kids will connect with you if you're authentic and you treat them with respect and you give what you have.
I could not agree more with that. That's also the secret, in my opinion, to great music too. And it's clear you're the same person as you write and offer these songs. When did you begin writing songs?
I would say, although I wrote a really bad song in high school, probably in college. I went to Grove City College, and just being surrounded by all that nature, taking walks in the woods, it was really inspiring. And I just remembered that first year, a lot of songs just started to pour out of me. At that stage, I wasn't much of a guitar player, but the lyrics started coming, the melodies, and it was really remarkable. So I would say probably back in college and off and on since.
That's is very remarkable. You are a fine guitar player. Are you self-taught, or how?
Pretty
did
much.
You...
My dad. This is actually the guitar I'm playing. It's a Crestwood Japanese-made guitar with a lot of abalone and bling on it. But it was my dad's guitar and my uncle Jim's before that. They have both passed away, and it's one of the reasons that I play it still. And so my dad taught me a number of things. But then from there, I just sort of picked things up on my own. And then since the digital age really hit us, YouTube is just a remarkable resource for all kinds of things, and guitar playing no different.
I'm glad you mentioned the make of the guitar, because I was curious. It's got a beautiful tone, and I could sort of half see the name. I have not encountered a Crestwood guitar before, and I just saw the wood, and I was trying to think, what is that? I don't know what it is. It's a nice sounding guitar.
Thanks.
Dan Petrich is with us. We'll talk about his new CD and where you can get it shortly, but let's hear another song.
Okay, this is called Singing with Mermaids. Places marked with ancient masking tape, steps you follow in your sleep. Chain distraction for the men in suits and the boys with wooden smiles. Listen to me, won't you let it go? Haven't you waited all your life? Sing a new song as the footlights fade and the stage is packed away. Don't tell me I should. Even if I could, would I be any good? How would I know if my voice would be strong when I sing a new song? Stepping on the sand with feet unshod and dreaming of waves and mermaids' songs. Will they call me sister? Swim with us under the waves that roll for miles and miles. Wild melody, untrained from time, singing for armies of the deep, the deep. Oh, life carnival, it fades away. Sleep in the sound is death it knows. Tell me I should. Yes, I know I'd be good. Oh, I know I'd be good. Riding on waves. Oh, my sisters, I come. Now to you I belong. Oh, my sisters, I come. Now to you I belong.
Dan Petrich here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of nice comments on Facebook and a couple messages, people enjoying your music today. It seems to me if you're teaching, that's got to be an exhausting day in and day out. We were talking briefly off the air. You've got three kids. And a Labrador.
Yes. He takes the most work.
Yeah. So how do you find much time to write, to play, practice?
Well, just to give you some sense of how much time I have, my previous album came out in 2009.
Well, you mentioned, okay, so, and then this one, the art was done by a student you had 5 years ago.
Yes, it's a slow process of percolation. And it's a pretty busy life. I've also coached my kids in various sports over the years. And although I don't have time, it's really the core for me. I find songwriting necessary. That creative act is very therapeutic and cathartic, and I can't imagine not doing it in some capacity.
You strike me, for no particular reason, as somebody who would probably be very deliberate with his writing anyway. That
yes.
Even if you had less in your life and more time to write, you would probably just be all – your output might not change. I don't know if that's correct or not.
Oh, I think you're a good reader of human psychology, Larry. I think that's absolutely correct. I'm a recovering perfectionist, let's just say that.
Oh, that's tough.
Yeah, it is tough.
So I'm not sure if you ever recover from that.
Yeah, that's I don't know. I'm faking it pretty well.
I have that issue too. And, it took me a while to learn about myself. I often wait till the last minute to do things, and that's like a perfectionist's gift because you suddenly have an excuse to not be perfect because there's a limit. I see your wife really. She's here. Melinda's here.
Yeah,
she's nodding her head.
She probably understands it, probably because she is the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. I've learned it took me a while. Why do I wait? I'm a good planner, but when it's something I have to do, I like to wait until the last minute.
Well, you might need a little pressure. Yeah. I find this with some of my students that and by the way, I should give a shout out to all my students. I told them to listen in, and also my kids. Hopefully, my son's probably still sleeping, my older son.
We could call him.
We could.
We could give him a wake-up call, but he probably has his phone off.
Yeah, he probably does. Yeah.
But what are your kids' names?
Sam is 15, and he did the drawing of the sparrow on the back.
Oh, I noticed that. I was wondering, I thought it might be a different artist.
It is a different artist. In fact, he also played trumpet on two songs on the album.
Nice.
Yeah. And then Gracie is in eighth grade. She's a big Irish dancer, among other things. And then little Ben is in second grade, and he's sort of just a goofball.
Not just any goofball, though. He's your goofball.
He's my goofball, for sure.
Ben, yeah. It's hard to be the youngest. That's me, and I know just what that's like. In fact, my brothers and me are spaced about the same way as your kids, although considerably older. We probably, I think, have time for at least two more songs. It's really fun to listen to you. Before I forget, how can people get the CD? What's the best way?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and I have a limited number of actual CDs. I know a lot of people don't listen to CDs anymore. The number one place would be a site called Bandcamp, which is a great independent way to sell music. You can have your artwork on there and liner notes and all of that. So you can go over to Dan Petrich Bandcamp, and yes, it is available at iTunes now. Too.
Great.
But you can contact me on Facebook or even Instagram, and I'll get you a CD for sure.
And it's just Petrich, like the two words together.
It is.
Petrich. Are you playing out anywhere?
Yeah, I play out every once in a while. In fact, December 8th, is going to be my album release show at Club Cafe, 7 to 9. So it's a nice early show for the middle-aged crowd. And I'm going to be joined by two good friends of mine, Ben Minette, and then also Raymond Moran, who will be with you in a few weeks. You probably know him as Jagtime Millionaire. And he's a great guitar builder, very creative, excellent guitar player, and just an all-around awesome friend.
He's a really good guitar player, and I'll tell you a secret. I have not heard him other than on YouTube. I encountered one of his videos, and I forwarded it to John, and I said, book him, please. Find him.
Yes.
He's a really good guitar player.
He really is, and he's a wonderful guy. Yeah. He's offered me a lot of encouragement over the past few years.
Well, look for Dan's CD release party December 8th, 7 to 9. That's a Saturday night.
Oh, it is, yeah.
At Club Cafe.
Club Cafe.
But you can be home in time. You know, you can get to bed by 10 o'clock if you're like Melinda, Dan, and me.
Yes. <yeah.
laughs> What's the next song you'd like to play?
This is called Sturm und Drang, a little different style. I follow his tracks in the snow, far beyond where most people go. He rips and tears among the pines, howls at the moon when it shines. But as night comes to a close, I wonder where the beast within him goes. I see him walking in the street like a man that walks just like me. That is where I leave him, for I am not so brave. The Sturm und Drang defeats me, keeps me afraid. Without notice, he'll steal away while others get lost in the fray. I see those footsteps in the snow, where I can surely never go. But as night comes in its time, footsteps are headed for the pines. How awaken I see the feral owl springing forth from me. That is where I leave you, for you are not so brave. The Sturm und Drang defeats you, it keeps you afraid.
That's Dan Petrich. We like to get every last sound out of that. And that guitar or that song really demonstrates really all your songs. It's nice to the writing, voice, guitar, all really shining in everything
you.
You're doing. You just had a nice note here. Well, Rob writes very charming music and discussion. Thank you, Rob. And then the name Megan and Stellan must mean something to you. In North Carolina, there is somebody named George. George Dumain is listening.
Megan King, yeah.
Yeah, and Megan.
Yeah, and George, yes.
And
Megan.
Stellan.
Hi, George.
They're listening.
And Stellan, oh.
They're listening in North Carolina.
Yeah,
and
they're good friends of mine.
Say hello. And they're among the folks listening. Thank you for your note this morning. I'm glad you're enjoying Dan as much as we are. I hope folks will come out and see you. That's got to be pretty exciting.
It is. I've played there probably four times before, opening for some national acts, most notably Charlie Parr. And he's a fantastic player, and he was very encouraging and supportive of me. And so it'll be interesting this time to have my own show. So I'm looking forward to it quite
a bit. Will it be you solo, or will you have – you mentioned the other musicians.
Yeah,
will
I'm
they
actually,
be with you?
A big part of the album, a guy named Reed Connolly. He's an excellent, excellent pedal steel guitar player in the area. He's played on countless records. And so he played on the album, and he's going to be playing with me at Club Cafe. So I'm really looking forward to that. He makes me sound a lot better.
I can't imagine that. Probably different, but not necessarily better. It's been great to have you here. You will have one more song. Is there anything else you might have wanted to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask you about?
No, I don't think so. It's been a pleasure. I really appreciate you guys have a great show here. It's been wonderful appearing, and keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, and I'll look forward to seeing you again with some students, too.
Oh, yes.
What are you going to close up with?
I think I'm going to close with a song called Carousel, which was partially inspired by a trip to Kennywood and the merry-go-round.
Here again, Dan Petrich.
Coming round the bend on that old proud horse, fixed with brass to the boards. Many years ago in that dark hotel, thought I lost you in the snow. Should have been brave and called you back to me, held you deep within my arms. I know it's you, I know it's you again. See you coming round the bend. Cradling my son who's reaching for the ring, asking you to sing about the river. Many years from now, when he's grown and proud, we will drive on dappled highways in the fall. Quiet spaces we'll find within our home, allowing us to speak again. I know it's you, I know it's you, my friend. See you coming round the bend. I know you're smiling out at me. I'm reminded of the picture when you were only 19.